step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, we're going to bring you up to date now on a very dangerous piece of legislation in Sacramento, Assembly Bill 645. It's the work of an assemblywoman from Glendale by the name of Laura Friedman, who we threw in the dumpster. It's the evil speed cameras. A pilot program that they're kicking off, and of course they'd eventually like to bring this to the rest of the state, to a community near you. Remember the whole red light camera nonsense? Speed cameras, well, they do exactly what you think they're going to do. They could send you a ticket if you travel a certain miles per hour over the posted speed limit. The update is coming once again from our expert source. Jay Bieber is Director of Public Policy for the National Motorists Association, as well as executive director, of course, for years of Safer Streets LA.
And enemy number one is an assemblywoman, Laura Friedman from Pasadena. She's the chairwoman of the Transportation Committee, and she's the one pushing this nonsense. Jay, how are you?
Other than this bill, I'm great, and it's great to talk to you. And I missed you the last time that I was on, so I know you were out, like, destroying the planet, like, flying somewhere or driving somewhere. Or
yeah, I was. I spent my vacation. I left my car idling for the whole week. That's what I was doing. All right.
I hope you didn't have any effect on the planet while actually living your life.
Planet's the same temperature. Right. Just quick rundown for people who are not familiar, because this kind of story takes a long time to penetrate. What's the speed camera idea in general terms?
Okay, so if you're familiar with the red light camera program, similar idea, which is that if you go a certain miles per hour over the speed limit, and usually that's on streets where the speed limit has been lowered to a speed that's not really realistic for the way the road has been built, you would get a ticket in the mail. You would have, this would be actually different than red light cameras, which is that the ticket would go to the car owner, not the person who was driving. You have no way to defend yourself. It would have a local hearing in a administrative hearing that would be run by the city, not by the court. So you have absolutely no rights with regards to that. And it's just basically a way to confiscate your money for driving your car.
Is that legal? Is it legal to give a ticket and take money from someone who may not have committed the crime, who did not commit the crime?
Well, that's actually a really good question. And they're doing it in certain realms right now and in other places around the country. So unless, you know, we say, is it legal? Well, do I think it's moral? Is it ethical? I don't think so.
Well, I just don't understand. How could you accuse somebody of an infraction when they didn't do it? I don't understand that.
You're absolutely right. And that's one of the arguments against this bill. And it's one of the arguments against this whole scheme, which is, at least with the red light cameras, as bad as it was, it was exactly the same violation, and you had to identify the driver. It's too inconvenient for them to identify the driver. So how do you penalize more people for driving their cars? Well, you just make the owner of the vehicle responsible. And they say, well, you know, it's no different than getting a parking ticket, except a parking ticket is very different. It's for putting your car somewhere where it doesn't belong. It's not for an act like a safety action where you supposedly are doing something that's unsafe. And the other part of it, which will potentially lead to legal challenges if this bill becomes law, is that they are using the cameras for the same infraction that if you were pulled over by a police officer, but they're using the cameras to do it, and that basic speed law does not apply to the way they have this camera system set up. So there is a potential to, you know, to challenge this legally.
Yeah, but it sounds like they're intentionally setting up a speed trap. You say they lower the speed limits to a number that is below what is normal to drive, and we've talked in the past that you cannot set a speed limit too low because it the way the human mind perceives the speed that they're driving based on the nature of the road, we're going to go at a certain speed. That's just in our nature to go at a certain speed.
That's exactly right. And if anybody doubts this, try going on a big, wide street with a lot of lane and try driving 20 or 25 miles an hour. No, when no one's around, so you don't cause an accident. But
right. But
try doing that and see how it feels. You can't keep it up for any length of time.
No. So it's an artificially low speed.
That we're just going to change the number on the sign and people are going to comply with it. It's not possible for people to do it.
It's too artificially low and your brain's going to reject it.
Exactly.
And then they're going to go, aha, we got you on camera. Now, that's
right.
Creepy and wrong.
It's wrong on a whole bunch of other levels. And here's the thing. I know there's a lot of talk about, like, you know, speeding drivers, and certainly there are people who are out street racing and doing very dangerous things. There's no question about that. And we all want to get those people off the road. This is a program that would target the average person, the mom who's taking their kids to school or to soccer practice, that's going, you know, the maid or the gardener that's just trying to get to work and work their, you know, low-wage job. And then they're going to drive, and they're going to get one of these tickets, and, you know, a portion of their day's pay is going to go away because this was a camera that just basically caught them for driving the way they built. The government built the road a certain way and then says, no, we don't want you to drive that speed. We're going to give you a ticket. But it's really about trying to penalize people who drive cars.
Well, see, the thing is, because you're they always say, oh, we're just trying to save lives because pedestrians are dying. I've looked at the maps where the pedestrians get run over. It's in the areas where homelessness is prevalent.
Right.
There are so many people who are drunk and drugged out who get run over by cars because they are stumbling around in the dark.
Exactly.
And now they want to go after ordinary citizens or, like you said, the street racers. They don't do anything to stop the street racers, but they're going to come after us and use the street racing crimes as their excuse.
Exactly. And the excuse is, well, you know, pedestrians are dying in larger numbers. Well, the fact of the matter is that speed, unsafe speed, is not a major factor in terms of pedestrian fatalities. It's simply not. It's not the cause of them. But one of the things that I found out in some of my recent research, which we're going to release at some point in the near future, is that if you look at the rise in what they call complete streets, a lot of these you know, bike lanes and all this stuff that they're doing to change the nature of the street, if you look at the increase in those projects around the country over the years, it tracks exactly, almost exactly, with the rise in pedestrian fatalities. Because they're putting more people in harm's way. They're putting bicyclists in harm's way because
yes.
They're mixing – different types of traffic, and they're also not keeping the people who are able to protect themselves. They're not making them responsible for their own safety. And yes, it has a lot to do with the homelessness and the people that are, you know, wandering around in the street that don't belong in the street.
All right, I got to tell you a quick story what I saw today, which illustrates your point. We're stopped at a light on the west side, my wife and I. And there are a number of cars who are going down the right lane to make a right on red at the light. But that right on red lane also overlaps with the bike lane. And there's bicyclists who are stopped at the light, but they're partially blocking the cars that want to make the right on red. And the bicyclist is getting angry, and he's waving his arm at all these cars that are really buzzing right by him, really close, and they're making their right turn. And then there's another bicyclist, and he sneaks up on the right side and cuts this guy off. And now the bicyclist is shaking his fist at the other cyclist. So we and the whole thing is a complete mess, and it's a city-made mess. Now, if that cyclist gets into an accident, a car hits him or another cyclist hits him, yeah, he ends up being a statistic. Why? Because he's biking at an intersection, right, with a traffic light where he shouldn't be. They shouldn't be allowing bicyclists on this street. It's too busy. There's too much action going on.
Exactly. There's a reason why we don't put bicyclists and pedestrians on freeways or on highways. We don't do it because the traffic shouldn't be mixed with that. There are appropriate places for bike lanes and things like that on you know, small streets and places that, you know, where it's safe for somebody to bike and to be out in the street that way. But on major thoroughfares, I don't know which street this was, but I'm sure it was something like Olympic or, you know,
it was one of the main boulevards.
Like that. One of the main boulevards. And when you look at the statistics for pedestrians and bicyclists, more than 50% of the fatalities are caused by something that the pedestrian or the bicyclist did wrong, according to the law. And which is one of the reasons why they keep trying to change the law and make these things not illegal, because they don't want the pedestrians and the bicyclists to be responsible for any of this stuff. So, you know, it's this sort of idea that the streets are actually for bicyclists and pedestrians. They want to all go back to the 1900s before motor cars and the horse and buggies and stuff like that. This is what they would like. This is the way they would like us to live our lives.
All right, Jay, we have to go, but what can people do? They can go to saferstreetsla.org.
Yeah, go to saferstreetsla.org. There's a big red button there. It takes you to a petition page. That petition, you sign the petition, it automatically sends an email to all of the people that will be voting on this bill. There's also a place on that page in order for people to make a phone call to the senator, the state senator, Anthony Portantino. He's not our enemy, okay, but he will decide on whether this bill moves forward from his appropriations committee in the Senate this week. So by Friday, this decision is going to be made. So, and I think you guys put up a link to this on one of your pages on the KFI website. So,
right.
And I appreciate that. So, so people should look for that or go just directly to saferstreetsla.org and take action, because this, you know, they're coming after us. There, you know, there's a big piece about me today on the streets blogs.
Yeah, we saw that.
Page, this organization. So, you know, they're coming after us, and they don't like us because we're effective, and they certainly. They hate me because they hate the average person. Because that's who I speak. Who I'm speaking for. So
right.
You know, they hate me because they hate you guys.
All right, Jay. Thanks. Always good to talk to you. Director of Public Policy for the National Motorist Association, and of course, Executive Director of Safer Streets LA. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I don't know if it's some foreign food. Something in the microwave, some bodily admissions, somebody didn't wash today.
No, woof. Man. I thought there's nobody there.
There's nobody here, so I don't know what's stinking. Something stinking. Something stinking.
Ask Ray. He's been sitting out there all day.
Is it Ray?
I don't know. I've been in this studio all by myself.
Poor COVID Ray.
They have him quarantined over there.
Maybe
somewhere.
He didn't shower during COVID week. I don't know. Woof. That's bad. It's John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640.
Yeah, so we just got done talking to Jay Bieber, the Director of Public Policy for the National Motorist Association, and also, of course, Executive Director, longtime Safer Streets LA. This is important because this is how they get you. I mean, we did a lot on the red light cameras years ago, and then, of course, the famous road diet work that we did back in 2017. The new idea is the speed camera. This is another money grab, but it's also for the crowd that thinks, oh, too many people are dying on our roads and I hate cars and they drive too fast. So in some, and we talked about this with Jay, what they're trying to do, and you hear them talk about this all the time, is lower the speed limits because it's unsafe out there. Well, they do that, and then they get you with the speed camera ticket.
They want money, so of course they have to invent a fake problem, a fake crisis. The people who end up, how the hell do you die in the street? Seriously, how does that happen? You just follow one rule, look both ways, it's impossible for you to die in the street.
I've almost been run over a few times, but...
But you weren't.
I wasn't, but it was close.
Because you looked...
Some people just came out of nowhere, and they were... I did look, but some people drive so fast, and they turn left. Usually that's what happened. I'm in a crosswalk, and they just come flying up and turn left right in front of me or behind me.
Look, in a city, most of the people walking the streets are mental patients and drug addicts and vagrants and weirdos. You know, all
I
kinds
thought most of,
the
vagrants are dying from overdoses. They're dying from getting hit by cars.
Yes. If they survive the overdose, they get run over by a car, or they pass out from the overdose in the street. That's what's going on here. It's people stumbling around in the dark, and they get run over probably by drunks who are speeding down the boulevards.
And you heard Jay mention, apparently it doesn't get a lot of attention, but it's important to note that there are some actors out there. This is called Streets Blog. They're bicycle advocates. And they did a hit piece on him where they called him a gadfly and they tried to rip him because he's been effective in fighting this bill in Sacramento.
All right. You know what? They get money from the cities. Like Los Angeles tax money goes to many of these bike advocacy groups. So again, it's another racket, another scam.
But they're powerful lobbyists, so we can't ignore them.
No,
even
I know.
Most of you listening right now are like, what's Streets Blog?
No,
well, they don't care that you don't know who they are. They're up there in places like Sacramento and LA city government advocating to take the roads away from cars.
And there's rich people who donate money to these groups. And they also get public money. And so it's a job to them. And their job is make a lot of noise, make a big ruckus, try to intimidate. I mean, who's a fanatic about biking? I mean, I've been biking since I was a little kid. How do you get to be a fanatic about biking where I want to take over the road now? I want a lane to myself. In fact, I'm more important than a car. Who thinks like that?
They think they're in the Tour de France or something.
How do you get
these bike races? They're very serious.
How do you go from being a little kid in a tricycle on a sidewalk in front of your parents' house? How do you end up being some Looney Tune who wants to rid the roads of all motor cars? What's wrong with you? Go to a park, go to the beach or something, find a bike lane and spend your days biking around like you're 8 years old. I'm an adult. I need a car. I don't know what you're doing with your life, but if you're on a bike, you're evidently not in a hurry to get anywhere, to be a success at anything.
All right. God. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
What?
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
There's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as Vice President of the United States.
Happy birthday, dear Valid. Happy birthday to you.
I was on the television, I was on the telephone. Every time I hear Hail to the Chief, wonder where the hell is he? Turn around and where's the president? What I can't remember. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccarilla.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon, I agree.
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going
to
be here.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
I was just reading that. Most of the political Democrats in Washington, they see the polls. They see that 77% of the public thinks Biden's too old.
Yeah.
They're panicking. They don't know what to do.
But if he's a nominee, what are people going to do?
Well, they got to come out. They don't know
what's
going to do.
He's going to win this nomination unless he collapses, like you said. But
I know. I think they.
And if he's up against Trump, and then we're going to talk about a third party candidate. Who's getting some attention because that can give, when an election's really close, that can screw things up. So now,
because nobody has the courage to tell the truth out loud. That's why.
The story that most of the media doesn't cover, but certain outlets do, concerns the business dealing of the Bidens, Joe and Hunter. The revelation this week is that the National Archives has 5,400 emails and records linked to Joe Biden's email aliases. He, while he was vice president, was using names like Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R. Beware to send emails. And it's believed that this was his way of discussing business with Hunter Biden and associates.
Well, yeah.
To influence peddle. Right. Yeah. It was his backdoor way of just disguising his identity. So it's like they used all these bank accounts and family members to collect the money, right?
Yes, he had... This corruption operation running from inside the White House when he was vice president.
When he had the most power until he became president, right?
Yeah, he was using his ability to influence or control certain events, and he was selling his services through Hunter. Hunter would do the negotiations, and Hunter would collect the money and then distribute it to everybody in the family.
Let me ask yourself, who would pay Hunter Biden millions of dollars to do what? Especially foreign companies were doing this, right?
He got an $80,000 diamond from a Chinese energy company executive, the chairman named Yi Zhongming. He's a member of the Chinese Communist Party. He gave an $80,000 diamond to Hunter Biden.
Why? Because he's cute? Why? Why would a man give another man a diamond?
Joe Biden stopped by the Four Seasons Hotel where Hunter was dining with executives of CEFC. And that's the organization where the chairman gave Hunter the $80,000 diamond. And this is from a Biden business associate, Rob Walker. Walker had told IRS investigators that that's what was going on. And then the IRS employee, Gary Shapley, has testified before Congress telling this story. Because that's what Biden was up to. You always wonder, what does a vice president do all day? This is what Biden was doing. He was getting himself and his family rich.
Now, it's way too early, of course, the way things are bizarrely mapping out in this presidential race. So Emerson just released a poll, a hypothetical matchup between Trump and Biden. It's 46 Trump, 44 Biden. But when you add in, and I didn't know this until a few weeks ago, there's a guy running on the Green Party ticket named Cornel West. He's grabbing like 5% from Biden.
He's a fairly well-known professor.
Yes, I have heard his name, but I didn't know he was running for, he's the Green Party candidate.
Have you seen him?
Have I seen him?
Yeah, he's black and he has Don King's hairstyle.
Oh, no, I have not seen that.
Yeah, and, and a big, thick beard. Yeah,
he's written many books. Like, he's a professor, you said?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's a professor, intellectual. Speaks well, very striking. Like, if he gets involved in the public debate, I could see him drawing a few percent of the vote.
It says here he's drawing 7% of independents, 8% of black people, 7% Hispanics. And these are all demographics that helped Biden win in 2020. Right, so they're not Trump people that would have voted for Trump. They're going to vote for Cornel West.
Right,
there's Biden people most likely. Remember, what was that woman's name? Jill something that ran.
Jill Stein. She was the Green Party candidate who screwed Hillary.
That's right. They blamed that woman. Right,
and Ralph Nader screwed Al Gore against George Bush.
Right, years ago, just by taking a few percent and in a few key states, it can make a real difference. On the Republican side, this poll didn't show a hell of a lot of difference because Trump ditched the debate and also because he keeps getting indicted. He lost a little bit of, I think there was a drop in whether or not they would vote for Trump if he is convicted. A little bit drop in the support for that. But overall, you know.
Do you know he has not only those four trials, criminal trials coming up, he's got two civil trials. He's got a face during the same period of time.
Oh, that woman?
The woman who's suing for defamation, who claims that Trump raped her.
Trump raped her, right.
Because he still will not cop to that and is claiming she lies. And then there's this other one, which I forgot about, but in New York City, he's getting a civil lawsuit that Trump and his sons inflated the value of their properties owned by the Trump organization in order to get loans. Yeah.
Oh.
And he's got to go to court in October, this coming October, for that one.
Yeah, I just read that the federal trial that they just announced the March 4th date, that's going to overlap with that New York State trial over the Stormy Daniels money.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a real... Next year, this is obviously going to be the big story because it can take so many twists and turns between now and then and a year from now. This will be the time, a year from now, they're having the conventions. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, we post John and Ken on demand, the podcast. And you can listen to that all night and you will never be lonely.
That's right. Some people just like to have voices in their head. So if that's what you need to do, just tap our podcast everywhere you go. We have this story out of Australia making news today. It involves a woman that, she had a worm removed from her brain. She apparently first came to the hospital's attention because she had abdominal pain, diarrhea, dry cough, night sweats about a year ago. And it got worse. They weren't able to figure out what was wrong with her. Then she started experiencing forgetfulness and depression. Scans showed changes in her brain. So a surgeon by the name of Hari Priya Bandi was just performing a biopsy through a hole in the patient's skull to see if they could figure out if it was a cancerous tumor. And the entire operating room, the jaws dropped because the surgeon used forceps and pulled out the worm. 3 inches long.
How long?
3 inches.
Oh, that is a long worm.
And the worm is commonly found in carpet pythons. This is a snake. And you finally fast forward through this story, and the woman actually lives near a carpet python habitat and goes in there to forage for native vegetation. See, that's what you get. She wants greens to cook.
Don't do that. See? Yeah, stay home and eat meat.
That's right. That's going to happen to our vegan on the show.
Don't go.
She could be foraging and end up with a worm in her brain. The worm's eggs are commonly shed in snake droppings, which contaminate the grass.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, snakes reproduce just like people do, John. They'll drop eggs.
And, yeah, well, that's why you should.
One of them could end up in your brain.
That's why you don't go picking vegetation. It's not worth having a salad, is it?
You don't forage.
You're not supposed to forage.
No.
But
I get worried about
do.
That. Sometimes when I walk around in like the forest areas, I always worry about, is there some plant that's going to give me poison ivy or something there rubbing against me? Or...
Well, that'll just give you a rash.
Yeah. But it was a stunner. They did not know this is what they were going to find. They thought, oh, maybe there's a tumor in there. They were just doing a biopsy. And suddenly it's like, what is this?
The worm was wiggling around the brain. It was giving her all kinds of weird symptoms.
I know. Oh. Yeah, it was still wriggling. So yeah. I don't know how long it had been in there alive. How long do you think it was in there? Well, it probably grew from the egg, right? It hatched?
Yeah, it hatched and was probably living off the brain tissue.
Oh.
She probably got some permanent damage from the...
That's why she was having forgetfulness and depression. Right, right. It was eating those parts of her brain.
The worm was eating her memory.
and her happy part of her brain.
Oh, man. All right, Conway's here.
I got all the symptoms of that worm. All
might,
of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think you went foraging for vegetation, though.
No, when you swim in ponds and stuff like I do, I'm a pond swimmer.
Oh, man. With pond scum?
Oh, yeah, people don't know that.
You know, down in the South, people swim in those ponds because the water is very warm.
Right.
Amoebas, brain-eating amoebas.
Getting your nose, yeah.
Getting your nose, and that's it.
Yeah.
Eat your brain, you die.
It's over, right? Well, you got to go one way or another. You know, who cares? The heat wave continues until, I guess, tomorrow. There's a storm in Florida, and I don't know.
Not convincing today.
I don't think he likes his list.
Don't like that. Last week's list.
Oh, really?
Something about Disneyland.
Oh, do it again. Give it another shot. Maybe it'll go better.
We're just going to goof on people like we
all
do
right,
every day.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
That's all we do. That's all you need to do. That's right.
That's all people want.
Steve Gregory's coming in. The FBI has had a huge sting. Huge sting.
Okay. Good.
There you go. There's a story. Ding dong.
It's all huge.
Right. All right, Conway, Steve Gregory, Crozier coming up at the news.
Yeah.
24-hour KFI Newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.